Sirens blared. One after another, the police cruisers and fire department vehicles sped by in a rush. A honk sounded from behind James Brock's SUV. He glanced over his shoulder.
This moron is trying to cause an accident.
Tony Ramirez, one of the Federal Paranormal Unit team members, yelled at the rearview mirror. Brock glanced over his shoulder. A black sedan tailed close behind. Too close. Ramirez gripped the wheel so hard, his tanned knuckles turned white.
I'm already doing 80.
Tony, let them by.
There was something big going on. He curled his hands into fists in his lap. He knew what it was. They all knew.
Where do you think they're all going, Brock?
The concern in Jane Donovan's voice momentarily choked him. Her soft lilt reminded him of his mother's voice. At first appearance, you'd think Donovan was a weak woman, but make her angry, and you'd have hell to pay. Tension turned palpable with its own heartbeat in the fast-moving SUV.
I can take a wild guess.
They made a sharp corner on a bend onto a dirt road. The SUV skidded on its wheels for a second. Everyone held on while they bounced in their seats.
Jesus H. Christ, Ramirez, can you not get us killed before we get there?
Donovan growled.
Sorry, cariño, but there is no time to be worried about your delightful ass bouncing on the seat when we have to find a missing kid.
I told you to stop calling me darling.
Ramirez, Brock sighed. Their constant bickering wasn't unusual, so he ignored it and focused on the scene ahead. Multiple police cars parked outside the house he'd called the local PD on. The house he knew had the latest missing person they had been searching for.
Oh, God!
Fear laced Donovan's whisper. They were thinking the same thing, that whoever kidnapped little Kyler Jones had killed her, that his request for the county to get to the house in question had been too late. His gaze roamed the area through the darkness of the early evening. Multitudes of tall willows surrounded the large house, set in the middle of nowhere. Perfect. If he'd been looking for a place to do some of the things the person in that house was known for, this was the right spot. There wasn't a body around for miles. Nobody to help. Nobody to hear the screams. Ramirez hadn't fully stopped when Brock jumped out of the SUV, his feet hitting the ground with a thump. Immediate perspiration gathered on his upper lip. The humidity from August had brought intense heat. Though it was closing in on nighttime, the air sizzled with the high temperature from earlier. He ran for the SWAT van. Instinct told him they'd know more than the local sheriff's department. Radios beeped. Concern expanded in his chest. Everyone seemed to want an update on the situation. He recognized one of the FBI department heads, Martin Galvez, standing off to the side of the SWAT van. The older man stopped mid-sentence, giving him one of his degrading, piercing glares.
Brock, what are you doing here?
Command oozed from his Latin accent. Brock glanced from Galvez to the other two lower-ranked agents. Took both men all of a second to move away. That allowed him and Galvez to talk.
This is our case. We found Kyler Jones through intense searching of phone records and... Save it.
Galvez cut him off. He turned away from Brock to study the area.
How are you going to retrieve the child? Do we know if she's alive?
Brock tried to tamp down the surge of power dancing through his veins. It wasn't usually difficult to do. He'd mastered his darkness. But Galvez had a tendency of pushing his anger. The older man's attitude lit a fire in his stomach. Galvez smirked.
We have a man who went in through the back.
Gathered men and women avidly stared at the house, watching, waiting. Brock knew there were no guarantees of getting the child out alive. They all knew that. It's what made his job that much harder. Power swirled at his fingertips. He need only know what to do, and he could end the entire thing in a matter of seconds.